We continue in Luke's Gospel in the traveling narrative that Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. I was thinking about traveling. I don't like traveling. I don't know, anybody here like traveling? Do you like getting in the car and going on long drives, day after day after day? Do you like going through airports and getting packed on planes? See, I don't like that part of it. I like being places, and I like seeing different places, but I'm not so crazy about the getting there part, about the going part. And so, I don't know. The idea then of thinking of Jesus and his disciples traveling along dusty roads and so forth and so on, and Jesus is trying to teach, and my feelings are that they weren't the best listeners during that time of traveling. And certainly they probably tried to listen and learn as Jesus was teaching. But the whole idea of traveling, it's easy maybe to miss the message or miss the lessons that were being passed along. So now Jesus has traveled and he's been with his disciples. Now they come to the home of Martha and Mary. Instead of teaching, he demonstrates the lesson. He takes a little different approach in emphasizing the things that he has been saying. Jesus has been on the road. You could say he's been on the road making inroads in an understanding of God's kingdom. What this kingdom is supposed to look like. What the members of God's kingdom are supposed to be doing and how they are to look. And these lessons and these teachings has emphasized inclusiveness. The welcoming of people. And so throughout, he is removing boundaries and barriers. Boundaries between nations, barriers between races, between genders. Boundaries even between religions and teachings. He's challenging these. We looked at last week at the understanding of what it means to be a neighbor and who is one's neighbor. And Jesus emphasized then in the story that a neighbor is beyond your own people. It is anyone in need. And with that understanding that all people are our neighbors, we are called then to act, to respond, to be expressions of goodness in what we do. And so Jesus has been teaching these types of lessons as they've been traveling along the roads. And if the disciples are anything like me, they probably weren't excited about the whole traveling thing and their minds wandered and so forth. So now they sit in the home of Mary and Martha, and Jesus demonstrates what he has been teaching them. So they come to the town of Bethany, just outside of Jerusalem. They have probably climbed that long hill from Jericho all the way up that he talks about in the story of the Good Samaritan. And there they are welcomed. And we can imagine, we can understand the importance of proper preparation and reception of an honored guest that Jesus would be. And so he told how Martha went about her many tasks to make her guest welcome, comfortable, that his needs were met, any thirst or hunger that he may have had. And so while Martha is doing this, welcoming Jesus and assisting him in every way, Mary sat at the Lord's feet, we are told, and listened to what he was saying. So as we look at this story, we must understand the strict rules that were in place of the role of male and female in a setting such as this. In a residence, in a home, there were designated places for the males and females. In a gathering of people into one's home, the woman's place was in the
kitchen.
Very good.
Yeah.
In the kitchen or in an unseen room, somewhere out of the way. It was the men then that met in the public room, that gathered together to talk about the important issues of the day. And so as we read about this story, it reflects the appropriate division between men and women. The tradition of which Jesus is speaking, a tradition that was exclusive in many ways, whether it be women or foreigners or Gentiles or the ill or even the poor. It practiced exclusive actions. There were those it was accepted were outside of the norm. It was a tradition of the teacher to come and to sit, and upon sitting, to teach. And so you see pictures of Jesus when he's teaching, sitting. And it was the role of the student then to listen and to learn, to focus on the teachings of the master or on the rabbi. And the place and the position taken by the students was at the master's feet. And now Mary takes a place reserved for the male student. But as Jesus had been teaching and now demonstrates, the kingdom of God is removing boundaries and barriers. The kingdom of God is about being inclusive. Even women. And yes, I understand that role has been developing for the 2,000 years since then. And still is. But if you look at what takes place, Martha wants to deny Mary from taking her place there. Tell her then to help me, she says to Jesus. Martha's left with all the work. Okay, that's understandable. And Martha's probably willing in many ways to accept that. But beyond that, Martha represents the one who still lives with this restrictive understanding of what the role of the woman should be in this case. That who should be the student. She is the one who is promoting this now. Not recognizing the demonstration that is taking place of what Jesus is showing. Jesus affirms Mary's right to do so. What she has chosen will not be taken away from her, he says. What a wonderful expression. This will not be taken away from her. And so Mary then is attentive to the teachings of Jesus. Now in the course of this 10 or 12 minutes when I speak to you, I'm willing to assume and to guess that at some point I'm going to lose your attention. At some point, at some time. Now, I'll have to admit, sometimes when I'm speaking to you on an occasion such as this, I will lose my attention. I don't know if you ever noticed that. But to attend, think for a moment, to attend is to accompany. Is to accompany. So attend, if you attend to someone, you may physically accompany them one place to another. But also you can do so mentally. You accompany them by listening. By learning. But I know that you will be accompanying me, being attentive to me as I speak, and then probably at some time during this moment, then they're kind of poof, and you're gone somewhere else. You're thinking about something that's in the back of your mind, or something you want to do, or something you're planning, or just, you know, it just comes. But then maybe you catch yourself and you kind of zoom back in, which is good. But Mary is being attentive. Attentive. She is there to learn from Jesus. And the importance of being attentive to Jesus and His lessons and the things that He teaches. The importance of learning about this kingdom, about what it means to live in relationship with Jesus, means to learn from Jesus and as a result of that, to be attentive to one another. Attentive to one another. We are to listen and then act. We are to take our knowledge and our understanding and then respond and behave in ways that reflect that we've gotten it. When you look at what attention means, it is to ensure readiness to act. You're at attention, ready to act. We are to be attentive then to the needs of others and act. And as a follower of Jesus, as we learn throughout our Scripture, our actions are to reflect a goodness. Our actions are to be done in an attractive manner that catches people's attention. It is said that we are to have a behavior that charms people. Or another author says, a manner that will woo will bring people closer. Not only to act, but to act in that manner and in that way. In a way of goodness. Now my friend Arturo, I will mention again because he's learning to drive. And I'm willing to propose that for him as it was for me, I was most attentive when I was learning to drive. One of the reasons why is that who's sitting next to you when you're learning to drive? Okay, an instructor, a mother. And so then I remember instructors and parents sitting next to me, and so I was very attentive to what I was doing. The most attentive I've ever been in driving a vehicle was when they were there accompanying me and with me. They didn't even think of turning on the radio or listening to, what would it be then? A cassette, maybe? I'm like, yeah, might have been. But how attentive we are when someone is accompanying us in situations like that. And for us to realize that Jesus is accompanying us here and now today as we journey and as we travel. And hopefully that will help us to be attentive to those around us. Amen.